Hello, this is Michael DeRosa, and today I want to talk to you about the power of words. And for my text, I'll be looking at Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, which reads, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." The power of our words, my friends, can either build or break that person we are addressing. But God gives us steps in how to do it right. Firstly, He tells us to let His word take up residence in our life, in our entire life. Yes, and that means even in those dark closet areas too. Then, the power of our word spoken will be a well-seasoned comment. So you may be asking, how much time will I need to wait until I speak? Well, let me give you a simple test. If you have aught against your brother and sister who needs to be admonished, first, take care of that conflict. Then, speak to him. Yes, my friend, if you have aught, pray about it. Seek God. Because the power of your words will make a difference in your brother's life. The only question is, what kind of a difference will it make? Good or bad?